A North Saanich councillor has reached out to RCMP after receiving what appears to be an email from someone impersonating the fire chief, addressing recent headlines about the North Saanich Fire Department. On September 27, Mayor and Council, as well as several news outlets, including Peninsula News Review, received a letter signed by John Trelford, the department's fire chief, who is currently on leave. Caon. Jack McClintock noted an odd email address and said that the email didn't sound like it was from Trelford. I contacted his son to see, do you know anything about this? Would John have done this? McClintock told PNR. Later that evening, Ryan Trelford, John Trelford's son, sent an email refuting that it was from his father. This letter came to my attention earlier today, and I wanted to let you know that it was not written by my father, John Trelford, Ryan Trelford said in the email that was also sent to Peninsula News Review. The letter addressed concerns and questions about the health of the North Saanich Fire Department in response to a recent Peninsula News Review article. Allegations and mass resignations rock North Saanich Fire Department. It stated that while the article highlights the resignation of 13 members, it does not provide context that many departures were for natural reasons. However, the article stated that 7 firefighters confirmed that they left the department due to issues with management and low morale. The letter, attributed to Trelford, also alleged that many of the department's current challenges stem from a prior administration. It maintained that the departures have not affected service levels and that current efforts are focused on modernizing the department, improving training, and supporting members. It also said that the outward voices who spoke in the article do not represent the collective membership. McClintock said that several firefighters who had resigned have reached out to him in recent weeks, and he has been listening to their concerns. I really can't disclose what I'm hearing, but what I'm hearing is concerning enough that I'll have to follow up on it, he said. He added that other councillors have spoken with firefighters, though he is not sure if they are former or current. He said there has not been a general meeting with the councillors and retired or resigned firefighters. In the meantime, McClintock said that he is contacting the RCMP to see if the matter could be investigated on the grounds of impersonation or political interference. I'm concerned enough about this email that I received that I felt it was inappropriate, and I'm asking the RCMP for direction.